positive enlightenment. All you need in one place, here at hrnradio.com.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about January of 2020, the month of all months. I think this may be the most important show I've ever done. So, everybody, we have some powerful, insanely intense stuff coming together in the skies that are going to be impacting us. And I feel like, you know, this is pretty much what we all came here for. So, everybody's got to get ready for this. On the positive side, this is going to be life-changing. It is starting to come together as the background story that is then going to feed into the entire year of 2020. And it is going to be about deconstructing an old part of our life and kind of a big, powerful rebirth into new directions. It is definitely going to have a global impact. So I want to kind of run down what this has done before in the past so everybody has an idea of how powerful it is. I want you guys to remember that we're all souls, that we're all protected by God and each other and our love for each other, and that you should really listen to this overview from the perspective that you're watching from a distance and that you're remembering that every time this came together in the past, we managed to pick up and move on and get through it, and that there really is a need for this massive change that is about to happen. So what we have, we are going through a 20-day period that is actually going to start in December with the eclipse that is going to fall on December 26th. It is a new moon solar eclipse in Capricorn. That is going to get the ball rolling, and we're going to see this stuff play out between December 26th and January 14th. So there's no big breather here. We're headed right into it, okay? So by January 10th, we will have a full moon lunar eclipse opposite Capricorn in Cancer. And then between January 6th and 11th, Jupiter will go across the karmic south node for those days, the 6th through the 11th. The last time that happened was 1925. Overlapping that between January 6th and the 14th, Saturn and Pluto will be coming together on the same degree in Capricorn. Jupiter and the South Node are also in Capricorn. Everything's in Capricorn, okay? The last time the Saturn-Pluto in Capricorn happened was 1518. During that same period, Mercury will come and sit on Saturn and Pluto. The Sun will come and sit on Saturn and Pluto, all in Capricorn. So here is what it really kind of breaks down to mean, okay? A big, big, powerful change in Capricorn, okay? When we look at the Saturn-Pluto cycles, they are massively event-oriented, impacting the world at large. I'm going to go back through when they did it in Cancer, up through Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and now this 20 days ahead happening in Capricorn, okay? So 1914 to 15, Saturn and Pluto conjuncted in Cancer, and World War I began, and the United States entered in 1917. So we see the beginning of the actual, you know, combination. Remember, when we're talking about Saturn and Pluto, Saturn are the structures that support us. Saturn are those at the top of the pyramid, the corporations, the leaders of the world, our responsibilities, our long-term commitments, major endings, limitations, restrictions, responsibilities, time. That's Saturn. Pluto is about destroying something and rebuilding it from the ashes. It rules the whole financial world. It rules power in all places throughout the world. It rules the criminal underground. It rules, that's probably enough. And when we have these two come together, we have this massive, powerful event, usually, always, and then we as individuals, then our lives get shifted because of this, and we move. So the first one that I'm going to here, 1914 to 15, World War I. The next time that Saturn and Pluto came together was 1940. This one was in Leo, and World War II was in play by 1941. The U.S. had Pearl Harbor, and we entered, okay? The next time they got together was in Virgo. This was 1965, and the U.S. entered the Vietnam War in March of 1965. The next time they got together, Saturn and Pluto got together in Libra, and this was 1981 through 1982. So we had the Iran-Iraq War. We also had them declare the war on drugs. There was an assassination attempt on President Reagan. We also had things like AIDS being, you know, introduced to all of us. We also had the coldest temperature in 100 years in the United States between 81 and 82. 75% of the country was covered in snow, okay? All right, the next time they got together was at Scorpio. Some of these are squares, which involve, you know, other, so this was the Aquarius-Scorpio axis, right? So this was 1993 to 1994. During this period, we had, you know, and it's interesting because Scorpio is more secretive and Scorpio is more about triangles playing out, and it does rule, Pluto rules Scorpio, you know, so we have this triangle death and transformation stuff more powerful during this period. So this was the period where we had, you know, Bin Laden's group drive the van into the World Trade Center and try to blow it up, but it ended up killing 6 people and injuring 1,000 people. Didn't take down the building that time. We had an attempted assassination on former President Bush, and President Clinton retaliating by sending missiles into Iraq. President Clinton also sent troops into Somalia over the killing of U.S. soldiers. And very much in line with the triangle life and death scenario stuff on personal things going on, through that period, through Scorpio, we had the O.J. trials with the murder of Nicole and Ron Goldman. We had the military being sent into Waco and killing David Koresh and all of those kids. We had River Phoenix dying outside the Viper Room. We had Vince Foster dying at the White House and Hillary being investigated. We had Tanya Harding sending her boyfriend to club Nancy Kerrigan. I mean, it's not pretty stuff. We had the West Memphis Three and the ritual killing of those children. Lorena Bobbitt cutting off her husband's member. And also we had like the blizzard of 1993, which was called the storm of the century, massive in size, and it covered from Alabama all the way to Maine. We also had what was called the Great Flood of 1993, Mississippi and Missouri rivers from April to October, and was considered the most costly flood in United States history. We also had the Northridge earthquake in California, which I was in, and it wasn't fun. And we also had massive, well, it was considered the biggest tornado outbreak across the United States. Okay? So the next time they got together was in Sagittarius. So Sagittarius, what does it rule? It rules foreign interests. It rules travel at a distance. It rules the media. It rules our laws. It rules politics and religion. This started on August of 2001, and by September of 2001, we had 9/11, the World Trade Center, you know, attack, the Pentagon attack, the falling of these buildings. We had the U.S. invade Afghanistan. We had the Office of Homeland Security established, and the U.S. Patriot Act become law. We had the War on Terror declared, not the War on Drugs this time, and Congress authorizing the Iraq War. And we had earth events again. We had major earthquakes. We had a 7.7 in India. We had a, which, you know, wiped out, I guess, 20,000 people. We had a 7.9 in Denali, Alaska. We had a 6.8 earthquake in Seattle, Olympia area of Washington. And we had a 6.6 earthquake in El Salvador. We also had lightning strikes that set fires that burned 500,000 acres through Oregon and California. And so, you know, we're seeing, like, major, you know, military things that happen every time Saturn and Pluto get together. But we're also seeing major Earth events happening as well. So here we are. We're coming into the next one. This one is in Capricorn. It is going to be exact on January 12th. Like I said, going at the beginning of this, we're going to be experiencing it between the 6th and the 14th. It's on the degree, but it's exact, you know, exact degree on the 12th. But I think the whole second week of January, as it sits on the degree, we are at the height of this. I think that it actually gets triggered as soon as this new moon solar eclipse on December 26th, and we'll run through the 14th. And like some of these experiences in the past, it may be setting the stage that draws us into it, you know, a month later, a year later, or it may happen right at the time that this comes together. But you guys need to be aware that we are souls that chose this time to come onto the planet, and that we are meant to be part of this massive change that is about to take place, and that we want to be as prepared as human beings as we can be, meaning have a little money out if you have any extra. Make sure that you have some extra food and water out. Make sure that you have some kind of protection plan, you know, if it's your community and you guys talking with friends and neighbors, how you guys would get together, or if you're trying to, you know, get out of town and be out, you know, somewhere where you've decided that it's safer. I don't know if that any place is really going to be safe, you know, but I think that, you know, all of our souls are safe and that we are definitely going to see some powerful things happening. Now, you know, Capricorn, again, the structures that support our lives, the things that have been in place for a very long time, those at the top of the pyramid, our leaders, our countries, you know, our corporations, all of these things are going through this powerful change, and Pluto comes into the story and could be rocking the financial system. We could have, there's so many things that we could think that, oh, maybe it could be this, maybe it could be that, you know, who knows, right? There's so many things that could happen. But I definitely do believe that the power structure itself, and the organization of that system, whatever the systems are that are in place, these things are coming down to be reworked, reinvented, and put on some kind of new path. And so we as little individuals are going to be adapting to these changes, and we want to just try to, you know, have this in our mind as we go into this. The really positive stuff about this is that as we go through this year, we are going to see, you know, Jupiter come together throughout the year with Pluto. I believe that's in June, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the last time. Might be December. In the fall sometime. I can tell you guys if you check over on the page. That we're going to see that come together to kind of bring some protection, to kind of open up the spirit of the thing a little bit more. And by the time we get to the end of the year, we're going to have Saturn move into Aquarius and Jupiter move into Aquarius, and they're going to meet on the 0 degrees of Aquarius, which starts officially, even though we've all been seeing a lot of things happen with the Aquarian age, officially these two are starting that cycle at that point, at the end of the year, and the people really move into a brand new 20-year chapter, which is incredibly powerful. And so, you know, all we want to do is just try to be ready to move with some of these big changes that are coming, not get sucked into the negative side of this so much. Remember the value of your soul and your brothers and sisters' souls here on the planet, and try to be supportive of each other. And also, this does have a personal impact on all of us, which means that there is an area of our life that is getting ready to be rebirthed. And I'm going to go through that now for all of the signs and talk about, you know, what you can kind of be focusing on with this. And then some of the other personal things that are going to be taking up our time in January. So hopefully, you know, you guys have some coffee and this isn't freaking you out too bad. I know that everybody's feeling it anyway, and with all the insanity that we're seeing play out in our media and on the world stage, we pretty much see it coming anyways. So I'm just here to validate that, yes, this is the time and we are going to see this happen now. So what we're looking at here for the way that this, let's see, should I, yes, I'm going to go ahead and start with the signs, I think. For Aries, all of this massive change for you guys is going to be impacting the actual direction of your life. There are brand new life goals that are going to be forming for you guys in this year ahead, if they haven't already started to take place. You may decide that you want to retire, or you might want to go back to school, or you might want to start a family, or get married, or get divorced, or buy a house, or travel the world. You know, these kind of big life goals are what the change is impacting for you guys. And because of that, you know, your willingness to deconstruct the status quo in the situation you're in, or to add to that in some way that could take you in this new direction, or to look at what you're doing on a career level and say, okay, time to really do something different here, maybe you are retiring, or maybe you are ready to move in, start your own business, or to do something different. There's going to be big, powerful things coming you honestly could get this as soon as the end of December, you know, with the new moon solar eclipse, and then as you get into this really weighty stuff with all the Saturn Pluto conjunction and with Jupiter going over the karmic south node in these first couple weeks of January. So you really want to be open to the potential of taking this, your career into new directions, your life goals into new directions. There are higher-up people that are going to be on standby for you guys that are going to come into your life or going to exit your life. There is, think of it like, a revolving door maybe a little bit, with power people that are actually going to be pivotal to our Aries in this year ahead. So this may be a boss exiting, which leaves room for you to move up the ladder, or maybe a new boss coming in and you don't like them so much, so you exit or you love them, and this helps you evolve your career. Or maybe this is about you becoming your own boss. Maybe this has to do with your father or your mother and something major happening with them that changes your life in some way. Maybe this has to do with a director or a producer that recognizes your talents and abilities and gives you a hand up. Maybe this has to do with a teacher or a mentor that, you know, has a big impact on you guys. Could be a judge, could be a priest, could be, you know, whoever you are dealing with that is in a higher up position. So these people can have a major impact. And so there's something here with your life story in 2020, and definitely taking off in January. So look at what's happening in these areas. Because Mercury is active here, because the Sun is active here, you can reach out to these people, or you can pitch ideas on the career front or interview, or you can really make big decisions about the career, and the Sun will draw you in and get you in there physically pursuing this. And remember, these are conjunctions. It means brand new, fresh start, massive momentum in pushing you guys forward. So you want to work with this energy. And I know I don't have to tell the Aries to be fearless, because they are. In the middle of all that, on January 10th, there is a full moon lunar eclipse happening in Cancer. So for Aries, this means something is culminating at home or with your family, with the parent once again, or with roommate situations, or it could be about a real estate deal or a move that you've decided you're going to make, or a renovation, you know. So this is a climax. You could be ending something or wrapping up what you've been working on there. You could be celebrating and achieving something there. And it's part of the story, because it's part of the axis with Capricorn. So it ties into what this new or next level direction or personal goal or career matter, or what you're doing with authority figures that are taking off at this point. Also for Aries, I just want to mention that this area of Capricorn is about fame and notoriety and recognition. So some of our Aries are really going to be thrust into the spotlight, or they're going to get that opportunity to start working towards that. Maybe your brand is going to get out there. Maybe your face is going to get out there. Maybe you're going to be out in front of the cameras in some way, you know. So this is also part of this for you guys that have some interest in that part of life, right? So definitely big, powerful things starting to lock into place that are then going to have momentum over the next 6 months to a year. So all of 2020, I believe, is going to be very much colored by what's happening in these first days for everybody. Now, also in January for Aries, your ruler is moving into Sagittarius on January 3rd. It's going to be there for about 6 weeks, so a little more. So this is definitely your cue that you want to get very active in those ninth house matters as well. So this means there might be more that you're doing about media, marketing, broadcasting, publicity, things like that. There might be some drive to make something happen educationally, whether you're learning or teaching something. There could be something that you're doing about travel plans or a situation that's playing out at a distance. There could be legal situations that you're interested in getting involved in, or weddings or other ceremonies that you're going to participate in, or maybe you're really going to become active politically or in a religious interest. So this is definitely a theme. And then Venus is going to head behind the scenes on the 13th. So Aries, you're going to be looking for love and income opportunities through artistic, spiritual, romantic arenas, as well as dealing with institutions and research and development. I have more for everybody, so if you guys will hang in there, we'll be back after commercial break.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
All right, Aries, and to wrap up for January, starting on the 16th, you're going to have some activations, the 16th, the 20th, and the 24th, as energy is moving into your social arena, and then you get that new moon boost forward on the 24th there. So this definitely means this last half of January, there is a lot more opportunity for you guys to get in there and do things with friends or associates, groups, the internet, astrology or charities if you have interest there, and any kind of gatherings or parties or events. So you definitely want to, you know, look for invitations and say yes to those social things moving forward. All right, so for Taurus, 2020 is about these profound changes and this kind of deconstruction and rebirth of the direction that you're going with your goals and your career and your dealings with authority figures. playing out through the ninth house arena. So power, power, power here, and massive changes. So you want to look at ways to evolve your story when it comes to media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity. When it comes to higher education, whether you start teaching or go back to school or get certified in something. When it comes to legal needs, when it comes to travel plans or situations at a distance, when it comes to weddings or other ceremonies, or when it comes to religion or politics or philosophy. So this is your year, Taurus. This is powerful stuff. It kicks in as soon as December 26th with new moon solar eclipse momentum launching you guys forward. You're going to have the karmic south node and Jupiter get together there, which is going to be some kind of karmic rebalancing in the situation there. You're going to have Saturn and Pluto get together there, both in the first couple weeks of January, which is about, you know, endings and commitments and ambitions and structures that support and the financial or sexual or third-party scenarios playing out there. And you're going to be in talks and meetings and decisions and showing up and getting involved in whatever it is that draws you in one of those areas. In the middle of that, you're going to have your full moon lunar eclipse on the 10th. And this is about something very epic coming to a big climax involving a decision or a talk or a meeting or some kind of news or an offer or proposal coming in or something with your writing or something with interviews or auditions or sales. This also, for some Taurus, it could be something very big climaxing with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips or local activities. So there's quite a bit there for you guys. I'm sure you'll know it when you see it. Massive endings or celebrations or achievements or breakthroughs coming around those topics. Mars is going to be really playing out through the month of January for Taurus, starting on the 3rd, having to do with getting really fired up and active over your financial interests or what's going on sexually for you guys. So you're going to be very busy here, lots of passion, try to stay out of the anger. And it also can help you guys motivate when it comes to you and two other people, those third-party triangular scenarios. And then we have Venus heading into Pisces on the 13th, so from that time forward, you're looking for love and income and beauty interests through social scenarios. You might be doing something online to make money or with groups or friends or parties or events and things like that, or maybe you and your love interest are getting out and socializing more. And then finally, Taurus, from the 16th onward, we have this energy moving into Aquarius, which means Taurus is really going to have more ability to focus on their personal goals and career and status and those higher-up individuals. The new moon is there by the 24th. That will help propel you guys forward into newer next-level stuff there. All right, so for Gemini, the power energy, the big, massive changes that are helping you guys really go through the change in the direction of your life, as well as your own career interests or dealings with higher-up authority-type figures, is playing out through the financial realm, first and foremost, for Gemini. So this may have to do with loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money. It can also be playing out through your sex life, so there could be big, powerful, deep changes going on there. There can be some stuff happening reproductively or with a divorce or with a birth or a death or any third-party situations for Gemini. This is where you're looking for things to really get underway starting as soon as December 26th with the new moon solar eclipse, propelling you through those first couple weeks of January when Jupiter and the karmic south node are going to be about rebalancing karma here, and Saturn and Pluto are going to be about the deconstruction and rebirth of something here. And then you're going to be in a lot of talks and meetings and decisions and showing up and getting involved, whether this is financial, sexual, reproductive, third party, you know, whichever one of these topics it is for you guys. So you're looking for cues about that. Also, in the midst of this is the full moon lunar eclipse on January 10th for Gemini. This is bringing something to a climax with your possessions or a purchase or your income or a product, if you have a product you're developing. So we're seeing massive, big culminations, you know, around this. We could be wrapping up something we've been working on. There could be endings here. There could be celebrations and breakthroughs and achievements. It's very powerful. Also, throughout January, as soon as the 3rd, we're going to have Mars move into Sagittarius. So Gemini, this means a lot more activity and passion and fighting the good fight when it comes to your romantic and business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, and your advocates. So you're going to have a lot of one-on-one stuff really firing up and getting very busy here, Gemini. And then Venus is heading into Pisces on January 13th, so the rest of the month, when it comes to love or income or beauty, you'll be focusing this on these authority figures, the bosses, the parents, the judges, the directors, the teachers, etc. Or you'll be focusing this through your career interests or making it about your life goal, and there'll be something very big happening here. And then also, finally, we have the energy starting to go into Aquarius from the 16th onward. So for Gemini, this is going to help you guys really launch forward in some new territory or next level when it comes to travel plans, situations at a distance, legal needs, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. The new moon is actually on the 24th, so you'll start this the 16th and really launch by the 24th. All right, for Cancer, this power energy, guys, is in your relational axis, okay? So massive, massive changes, evolving of stories, deconstruction of the old ways of doing things and new, you know, more timely, more powerful direction forward, some rebalancing of karma, and all of this stuff is playing out with your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates, and maybe some other one-on-ones I didn't think of, okay? So this starts as soon for Cancer as December 26th with the new moon solar eclipse, massive push forward, jettisoning into something new or next level. By those first couple weeks of January, you're going to see either the rebalancing of karma here between you and this person who gives, who takes, how this is acceptable. We're going to see something big really starting to open up through Jupiter here. Law, media, travel, education, weddings, religion or politics. We're also going to see the Saturn-Pluto combination here for Cancer. So something very serious. We're committing. We're ending things. We're structuring things. We're getting responsible. We're looking at the financial or sexual or reproductive or third-party scenarios here. And we're getting into talks. We're fielding offers. We're making decisions. We're focusing on sales. We're showing up and getting ourselves into that picture. So it's going to set the tone for all of 2020 and Cancer, so it's all about these connections. In the middle of this, on January 10th, is a full moon lunar eclipse in your sign. So something very big is culminating about you. This could be impacting your body, your name, your title, your brand, your image, or something personal that you're trying to achieve or wrap up. So it is about big endings or achievements or celebrations or wrapping those things up for or about yourself. Mars will be moving into your work and health arena starting January 3rd, so the rest of the month. This gives you a lot of motivation to get very active about your health or pursuing work or doing things with coworkers or hired help. Also could be a lot going on with animals or paperwork during this time frame. Venus will be heading into Pisces on January 13th. Onward, so Cancer, this means when it comes to love or income or beauty, you're really going to be focused on legal, ceremonial, travel, educational, media, political or religious themes in that story. And then from the 16th onward, we have this energy moving into Aquarius, which for Cancer means there's a lot more talks and meetings and fresh starts playing out through what's happening in the bigger financial topics or with a divorce or your sex life or reproductive needs or with a birth or a death that you're dealing with or with any third-party situations that you're hammering out during this time, okay? All right, so for Leo, let's see here, Leo. The powerful stuff that is getting ready to make these epic impacts on your life throughout 2020, coming together as soon as December 26th, heading into January, and very, very intense through these first 2 weeks of January, are going to be for Leo about your, well, for everybody, obviously, about our goals, our career status, and dealing with higher-up people. But for Leo, this is all going to be playing out around your work situation. So maybe it's time to get promoted. Maybe it's time to end a job. Maybe it's time to start a new project with coworkers. Maybe it's time to hire a headhunter to help you land a job. Maybe it's, you know, whatever, this powerful, maybe your boss is exiting the picture and it's going to, or a new boss is coming in and it's going to change the work dynamic for you. Maybe you're ready to do a different kind of work in your life than you've been doing up to this point. And this is the demarcation point. This is also the area of health. So Leos can be definitely, this is the time in their life when they're going to revamp their health in a massive way. Time to clean out the cupboards and start eating healthy, or start to go to the gym, or hire a trainer, or hire a nutritionist, or see a doctor, or have a procedure done, or whatever it is that you might want to do that's health related. Also could be about getting involved in the health industry for some Leos. This is also about animals, so it could also be that you guys are going through a massive transformation with animals. You're deciding to get involved in animal rescue or adopt some animals, or one of your animals is passing over during this month, or animal charities. I don't know, whatever this might be, you guys, maybe you're going to start a farm. This can also be a very important month for paperwork or things you're doing with those. Well, I kind of mentioned the coworkers, the hired help in different scenarios as well. So definitely, Leo, you're looking for this to start to kick in as soon as December 26th with the new moon solar eclipse. That'll be in effect for 2 solid weeks, a very powerful thrust forward for you guys. Then in those first 2 weeks of January, you have the karma being rebalanced in some way here, some kind of Jupiter expansion going on through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in that story. And then you also have the Saturn-Pluto combination, which is about the structures that support and the responsibilities and the ambitions and the commitments and endings, and the and with Pluto, the financial, the sexual, the third-party scenarios playing out there with work or health or the animals and all of this stuff. So, yeah, big, powerful stuff there. You're going to get in there. You're going to see things move. In the midst of this, on January 10th, full moon lunar eclipse bringing something to a climax in the 12th house for Leo, so something is ending or celebrated or achieved with art, film, music, painting, poetry, something muse-driven, or with romantic interludes or getaways, or with spiritual practices, magic, psychic interests, something with institutions, research, investigations, addictions, or secrets or deceptions, a big kind of moment with that. And then Mars is going to be in Sagittarius from the 3rd onward, so most of the month, Leo, you have a lot of passion and a lot of drive and activity going on with creative projects, recreational pursuits, the kids, or your love life or lover. So that'll really help you make things happen. Venus is heading behind the scenes on January 13th. So for Leo, this means when it comes to love or income or beauty interests, there's a lot tied into the sex life or the third parties or what's happening in the bigger financial picture with the investment or the loan or the settlement or those kind of alimony, those kind of things. From the 16th onward, we have energy in Aquarius. So for Leo, that means the second half of January is very much relational for you guys. Lots of opportunities to move things forward with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So really look for that. All right, so for Virgo, this power energy that is going to be impacting the whole year of 2020 and the direction of your life and the career opportunities and the dealings with these higher-ups and your status or fame is playing out through your creative channels, creative projects, creative talents, playing out in your love life or with a lover, playing out with children, whether they're yours or children, if maybe you have a children's project, maybe, you know, you're teaching children, I don't know, or playing out recreationally. So all of those areas are being impacted in a huge way. This kicks in as soon as December 26th with new moon solar eclipse, launching you guys forward, saying time to start something new or take things to the next level, eclipse out those things that are not going to go forward with you, but really it's not about endings, it's about new beginnings at this point. As you get into January, those first 2 weeks, power energy, we're rebalancing karma here. There's something big through Jupiter in that karmic balance that has to do with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, foreign, educational, legal, ceremonial, religious, or political stuff in the mix, weddings even. Saturn and Pluto are saying, you know, get real about the responsibilities, get your ambitions on, make some commitments in some things, look at the structures that are supporting, and definitely with Pluto there, look at the financial or the sexual or the reproductive or the third-party scenario in the mix and how we're evolving this story. Lots of talks, offers, proposals, writing, sales, decisions coming about through this up through the 14th. So Virgo, hit it hard. In the middle of this, on January 10th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse opposite this. So something big is culminating with a friend or an associate or a group or something with the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events. So something social here hitting a high point for Virgo. You could be celebrating, achieving. You could be ending something or wrapping it up. Mars is going to be in Aquarius most of the month from January 3rd onward. So Virgo, this means a lot more going on at home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. This can help you really get busy and make things happen, express more passion here. Venus is heading behind the scenes on January 13th, and so for Virgo, this is relational for you guys. So you can really get in there with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, whoever these one-on-one relationships are, about love or about income opportunities or about beauty in your world. So that's nice. And from the 16th onward, we have a lot more talks, meetings, sales, your own involvement, and some launching forward into new or next level stuff happening with your work opportunities, with your health, with coworkers or hired help, with paperwork, and what you're doing with animals. And remember, the new moon part of that starts on the 24th. All right, for Libra, happening in this year ahead for you guys, changing your life, evolving the story, impacting the whole year of 2020, but really happening now in January to get the ball rolling is about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deals, your parents, your roommates, or your family dynamics. Also for Libra could be history or ancestry if there's an interest there. So we're going to see massive moves to deconstruct and rebirth yourself in a more powerful way there, the structures that support the karmic balance here. I'm going to get into that even more when we come back from commercial break, so hang in there with us. We'll be back in a minute.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, Libra, so definitely as soon as December 26th, you're launching forward, time to make those moves, time to add to the story or start something new in those areas of home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, history, ancestry, okay? You're going to have the rebalancing of karma, like I said. Jupiter can expand this through legal contracts, something at a distance, maybe relocation at a distance, travel, education, maybe you're going to start teaching at home or learning real estate, anything through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, impacting there, and then kind of the structures that support the long-term commitments or endings, and the financial or sexual interest playing out in this scenario. Okay, in the middle of this on January 10th for Libra, we have this big culminating full moon lunar eclipse. Something big is coming to an end or is wrapping up, or you're achieving, getting recognition or celebrating something on the career front or with a personal goal or with a boss, parent, judge, mentor, director, teacher, or other authority figure. Mars is going to spend most of the month in your communication and commerce arena, Libra, so from the 3rd onward, lots more busy activity happening with talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions. Venus is heading into Pisces on January 13th, so the rest of the month then will get you focused on work, health, or animals, and this is where love or income or beauty will be playing out, you know. And then from the 16th onward, Libra has a lot of good, positive, forward momentum with lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits, and the launch with the new moon is on the 24th there. So definitely getting busy, hearing from people, making decisions, and getting involved. All right, Scorpio, this powerful, powerful deconstruction and rebirthing and forward momentum for you guys in 2020 that is really taking place in January, even from December 26th, is about writing, interviews, sales, talks, meetings, offers, proposals, your short trips, local activities, your ideas, your flirtations, your decisions, as well as anything that might be going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, moves, and short trips, local activities, community involvement, that kind of thing. So you're going to start to see what this is bringing for you guys as soon as December 26th, launching into these first couple weeks of January, some rebalancing of karma in some situation here, some involvement with Jupiter themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, other ceremonies, religion, or politics playing out there. Also Saturn with the structures that support the goals, the ambitions, the responsibilities, the endings, the commitments, and Pluto, the financial, the sexual, the third-party scenarios playing out there. Now, in the middle of this, on January 10th, we have this full moon lunar eclipse. Something very big is climaxing here for Scorpio with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political interests. So you're wrapping things up and ending them, or you're celebrating and achieving here. And Mars, your co-ruler, is going to spend most of January in Sagittarius from January 3rd onward. Scorpio, this is going to give you tons of activity and momentum to make money or to purchase things or to get busy with your possessions or your products, so your valuables and things you own. January 13th onward, Venus is going to enter your territory of true love and lovers, kids, creative projects, and recreation. This is a wonderful combination for the Scorpios because it brings more love into the equation or helps you focus on income or beauty beauty there and smooths out things and brings more joy there. From the 16th onwards, you're going to have a lot of energy kind of starting to focus on your home, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommate scenarios as well. So you're going to have a lot more going on there and a launch forward into that new or next chapter from the 24th onward. For Sagittarius, the power energy in January and influencing the rest of the year is going to be focused for you guys on personal income, purchases, products, possessions, and values, okay? So you guys are going to have this deconstruction process and a re-empowering and a rebirthing there. You're going to be rebalancing karma in this situation. You're going to be focusing on the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, religious, political, or ceremonial factors in the equation. You're going to be looking at the structures that support, the responsibilities, the ambitions, the endings, the long-term commitments, the financial and sexual interests playing out there, and how third-party situations empower the changes going on here. And all of this is playing out between December 26th and January 14th, so you're really looking at ways to move this forward and to be a part of the story as it goes. In the middle of this, on January 10th, you guys are going to have the full moon lunar eclipse, which is bringing something very powerful to a climax with other financial resources, the loans, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, things like this. Or it can be bringing something to a climax with your sex life, a reproductive situation, a divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party scenario. So big endings, big wrap-ups, big celebrations, big achievements there. Mars is going to spend most of the month in Sag. So, Sag, this means you guys from the 3rd onward are hosting Mars. Makes you very much more fiery and passionate and driven and motivated and sometimes angry and very much about doing something physically or personally that is good for you. So this is a good month for focusing on that. Venus is heading into Pisces on January 13th onwards, so Sag, this means that you're really going to find love and income opportunities and beauty at home or with family or through those real estate deals, moves, renovations, roommates, or parent scenarios. And then from the 16th onward, there's more flooding into your talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, as well as you might have more going on with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or short trips. And you really get that new moon momentum kicking in from the 24th onward to help you move that into that next chapter. All right, Capricorn, it's the biggest month of your life. What else can I say? All this stuff is happening in your sign, so it is happening to you or about you or for you or through you. I mean, you know, what can you say? It's your image, your body, your brand, your title, your identity, how you're showing up in the world, where you're going next, what your personal desires and needs are and what you're doing about those. So we're seeing a huge, powerful launch forward, an eclipsing out of those things that block this progression, an ending and a deconstruction of the old and a rebirth in a more powerful way, a rebalance of the karmic give and take, something impacting from Jupiter themes, which has to do with travel, legal, distant, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, ceremonial, religious, or political themes, an impact from Saturn, which are the structures that support your ambitions, your responsibilities, endings, and commitments that are long-term, and anything with Pluto, which could be the power, the financial resources, the sexual needs, and third parties in this situation. So powerful stuff launching you through this up through the 14th. In the middle of this, on January 10th, is the full moon lunar eclipse. It's in your relational axis. So big endings, celebrations, wrap-ups, or achievements happening with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. Mars is going to spend most of the month in Sag, so from the 3rd onward, Capricorn, you have a lot more happening behind the scenes. This could involve romance, it could involve artistic pursuits, spiritual practices, spas, retreats, hospitals, or other institutions, research and development, investigations, or dealing with a need to do more about your rest and recuperation. Venus is heading in on the 13th behind the scenes, so Capricorn, when it comes to love, income, and beauty, you're going to be into a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions during this time. Also might have more going on with vehicles, electronics, or short trips. And then from the 16th onward, you have energy flooding into your income zone. Also can impact purchases, possessions, and products, helping you guys launch forward into new and next level stuff. That new moon kicks in by the 24th. Aquarius, all this powerful life-changing stuff for you guys is happening with the artistic realm, film, music, painting, poetry, etc. Your romantic life with clandestine affairs or karmic past life romance, with your spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, with your magic or psychic interests, with hospitals or other institutions, with research or investigations, with secrets or deceptions, or with addictions or bad habits. And so you're having a complete revamping of this and empowering of yourself through the deconstruction of the old and the rebirthing in a more powerful way, a rebalancing of karmic give and take, a focus on distance or travel, education or legal, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious or political themes in the mix, as well as the structures that support the long-term commitments and endings, the responsibilities, as well as the powerful sexual or financial combination playing out in those areas. So, you guys, it's intense. You can feel it as soon as the 26th as you launch forward with this new moon and then peek through these other things I just talked about up through the 14th. In the middle of that, on the 10th, is the lunar eclipse bringing a big, powerful climax involving your work, your health, the pets, paperwork, or any hired help or coworkers. So big endings or celebrations or achievements there. Mars spends most of the month from the 3rd onward in your social realm, so you're going to be very much active with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, or gatherings, and that can help you move things, you know, express your passions or get busy and be active. Venus heads behind the scene on the 13th, so you're going to really start to get more happening with income, purchases, products, or possessions tied to your income or love or beauty interest. Maybe you're purchasing art or buying objects of affection for your love interest or getting them, you know. And from the 16th onward, we have energy flooding into your sign, Aquarius, which really helps you guys move yourself forward in some new or next level when it comes to your own interests or your body, image, brand, name, title, or those kind of things. New moon launches on the 24th. For Pisces, the big world-changing energy that is impacting your goals or career or dealings with authority figures in 2020 and coming on strong in January is about your friends, your associates, your groups, your online interests, astrology, charities, parties, events, and gatherings, as well as your own personal freedom, original projects, and aspirations. So you're looking at from December 26th launching forward, massive, powerful new beginnings and fresh starts here, and then some rebalancing of karmic give and take and some Jupiter travel or distance scenarios or legal educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political impact. Saturn about the structures that support or your endings or long-term commitments here, as well as the Pluto combination bringing where you are with shared or third-party situations or your sex life or financial interests here. And so all of this up through the first 14 days of January, big changes and big moves forward. In the middle of this, on the 10th, we have the lunar eclipse, which is bringing a big climax for Pisces with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or your recreational plans. So there's something, you know, wrapping up or ending, or there's something very much celebrated and achieved by that point. Mars is spending most of the month in your career midheaven from the 3rd onward, which is going to help you guys motivate and make things happen with your career or with a personal goal or authority figures. From the 13th onward, Venus moves into your sign Pisces, which is lovely. You're hosting love and income and beauty, all focused on you, so you're going to get a lot of attention and enjoy yourself more in those areas. And then from the 16th onward, we have a lot of energy flooding behind the scenes for Pisces, which can help you guys launch forward with artistic, romantic, spiritual interests or with institutions, research, or investigations. So definitely by the new moon on the 21st, you guys got it going on there. All right, guys, it's Zoe Moon. I hope it's a wonderful, powerful month, and we all stay safe, and I will talk to you the next time around. Have a good one.